A coral world, presumed dead for 60 years, was found alive by an underwater drone. Sonar, an underwater drone, and deep-sea cameras have revealed living coral gardens 54 meters below the sea off Benin. The find overturns a decades-old assumption, but scientists have sampled only a small area and have not yet confirmed the coral species. For more than six decades, a coral formation off the coast of Benin existed mainly as a note in an old survey. Researchers in the 1960s had detected reef-like structures more than 50 meters below the surface, but without a direct view of the seabed, they assumed the corals were dead. No coral-focused expedition returned to settle the question. The 30-second summary. Sonar, an underwater drone, and deep-sea cameras have revealed living coral gardens 54 meters below the sea off Benin. The find overturns a decades-old assumption, but scientists have sampled only a small area and have not yet confirmed the coral species. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Now, modern underwater technology has applied a very different answer. A team working on the coral reef's rediscovering and exploration project in Benin use side-scan sonar, a tethered underwater drone, and a remotely deployed deep-sea camera to find living coral gardens at about 54 meters deep. Their peer-reviewed findings were published on 20 July 2026 in Frontiers in Marine Science. How technology found what old surveys could not see. The researchers did not simply lower a camera and hope for the best. They first followed the historical records and ran 35 side-scan sonar transects, covering a cumulative 11.5 kilometers of seabed. Sonar revealed two separate areas whose strong acoustic reflections suggested rocky or consolidated structures beneath an otherwise sandy shelf. The team then sent a Kaiser Fifish VVO underwater drone toward the first target. Its 4K camera and lights provided a close view in the dim zone beyond ordinary recreational diving. Five deployments of the National Geographic Deep Sea Camera System added hours of stationary footage along with temperature, oxygen, and depth measurements. The images showed a biologically active habitat rather than a lifeless relic. Researchers recorded at least six visually distinct forms of octocoral, two types of black coral, and eight fish species. Sea fans rose from rocky blocks while snappers, angelfish, butterflyfish, and other reef-associated fish moved around them. A coral garden, not a continuous barrier. The most accurate description is important. This is not evidence of one enormous, unbroken tropical reef. The observed community was dominated by soft octocorals growing in patches on hard rock, with few of the stony corals that build large carbonate frameworks. The researchers therefore describe it as a mesophotic coral garden. Mesophotic ecosystems occupy the low-light region between familiar shallow reefs and the deep sea. They can be difficult and expensive to examine because they sit beyond the practical reach of most divers, yet they may support distinctive communities and provide shelter and feeding grounds for fish. The Benin footage is the first confirmed visual evidence of a living mesophotic coral ecosystem on the country's continental shelf and, according to the authors, the first documented on the Gulf of Guinea continental shelf. Why the rediscovery matters. The result is partly an ecological discovery and partly a lesson in how tools shape scientific knowledge. The 1960s teams relied on dredging and acoustic records. Today's combination of precise sonar, small underwater robots, high-resolution video, and autonomous recovery systems allowed researchers to revisit the same broad area without disturbing the habitat. It also exposes a large blind spot. West Africa's deeper coastal ecosystems remain sparsely mapped compared with many other tropical regions. If a living coral garden could remain unconfirmed beside historical records for 60 years, other habitats may be missing from conservation maps and marine planning decisions. That matters because continental shelves face fishing pressure, warming water, oxygen loss, and coastal development. A habitat cannot be monitored or protected if decision makers do not know where it is. The new observations provide a baseline, not a completed inventory. But scientists still do not know. The most exciting interpretation must be kept within the evidence. Researchers visually inspected only the first of the two summer target areas. The older reports suggested a feature extending roughly 40 kilometers, but the new survey covered only a small part of that historical area and did not support the idea of a continuous barrier. No physical coral samples were collected. Species identifications based on shape and color therefore remain provisional until skeletal or genetic analysis can confirm them. The bait used by the stationary cameras may also have attracted scavenging and predatory fish, so the footage cannot provide an unbiased measure of fish abundance. Finally, the team cannot determine whether the coral community was genuinely dead in the 1960s and later recovered, or whether the original investigators simply lacked the tools to see living patches. Broader sonar mapping, systematic video transects, and physical sampling will be needed to establish the habitat's size, history, and vulnerability. A rediscovery with a larger message. The story is compelling because it changes a blank space on an old map into a living world. But its deeper message is not that the reef has been completely understood. It is that affordable underwater robotics can turn forgotten records into testable questions and reveal ecosystems hidden in plain sight. At 54 meters below Benin's coast, the cameras have opened the first page of that investigation. The remaining chapters may stretch far beyond the small coral garden they have shown us so far. Before we overstate the result, the find overturns a decades-old assumption, but scientists have sampled only a small area and have not yet confirmed the coral species.